God's freedom. This is a year of freedom. 250 years we celebrate on July the 4th. A year of freedom. Well, you know, the greatest freedom that we received went on the cross. His name is Jesus, if you don't know him. I wish you would accept him. I pray that you hear him, because I know he's talking to you. Jesus loves us the way we are. He doesn't want us to stay that way. So as he comes within us, he spends the time, the love, and the energy that it takes. You know, some of us, we take a whole lot of energy for somebody to put up with us. It's a job putting up with us. Jesus knows that. And he accepted the responsibility for your salvation, for mine. For those whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You know, that's a pretty big statement. But not nearly as big a statement as we have in the size of our God. God is love, and love, there's nothing bigger than love. There's nothing more meaningful in your life than the love of God. There's nothing more active in your life than God's love in you. And this morning, that's what we're going to look at. I want you to see exactly how important you are to God and what God truly thinks of us. God said, I want you to have freedom. So, in order for you to have freedom, understand freedom, accept freedom, and enjoy freedom, I'm coming to live within you. My spirit is going to be with you. There will never be one second that I'm not there with you. You're not going to walk through anything where I'm not there, because I love you. No greater love could be shown than to send his son to die at the hands of a world that hated him. And yet he did it for you and me. Do we understand that? No. Do we accept it? Yes. As a Christian, I don't know why he loves me that much. And I don't really understand all that happened in the process. I can't. But I don't have to understand it to believe it, to feel him, to not only think about his touch, to know his touch. God said, I want you to understand how great my love is. And Jesus wanted to make sure that he included us in his special prayer that he prayed. That special prayer is John 17. Priestly chapter. It is a prayer that changed your life, but it'll also help you understand your life when Jesus comes in you. One of the great questions that is asked all the time I was in the prison system, all the time I would be out for counseling with people, individuals. Where was God? And on a daily basis, many say, God, where are you? He's right there, right in you, if you let him in. Many times we slam the door on God. We go in. I ran Dory and Faye out of my office this morning, so good work. Well, I got the looks when I did that. God says, let me in so you can go out. Let me in. So when I said yes to Jesus Christ, Jesus came. He saved my soul. And he said, Larry, I'm going to show you how much I love you. I'm going to put up with you. That says a lot, doesn't it?
Amen.
I'm going to put up with you. And just how you are. So I'm going to come in you. I never have to worry about where God is in my life, for he is in me. He took up residence in me when I said yes to Jesus. I belong to him. I gave my heart to him. I gave my life to him. Therefore, it's all his, and he's going to watch over what he owns. The most precious is each of us. We're the greatest of all his creation. Everything was created for our benefit. Everything was created for us. God saw to have it done. And Jesus sealed it through his Holy Spirit. So, where's God? God, where are you? God's in heaven. That's his home. Poor Jesus. He's in you in the Holy Spirit. But Jesus, if you were to see him physically as Jesus the Christ, he's sitting at the right hand of God the Father. It is God's Holy Spirit that indwells us and protects us and watches over us. Jesus is busy up there. The scripture says he's offering up petitions to God the Father on our behalf continually. Well, you know, you think he'd catch up. Have you ever paid any attention to your own life? He's got his hand full with just each one of us. But there he is, always praying, right at God's right hand. And the Holy Spirit indwells us. We have Jesus in us. Jesus, John 17, the whole chapter, is Jesus' personal prayer to God the Father. Jesus, first of all, in his prayer, if you'll read it, you'll notice the first verses, Jesus prays for himself. I've always encouraged you, pray for yourself first. Get right yourself. Secondly, he prays for his disciples, those that are with him. And it's a personal, heartfelt prayer. Father, because Jesus knew how hard-headed they were. He knew the mess they were in. And he knew they needed that prayer. But then it gets to us. This is Jesus' personal prayer for you and me. So when you're asking the question, God, where are you? Here's your answer to it. Gospel of John, chapter 17, starting verse 22. In speaking about us, we're the ones that would hear through what the disciples had done, and it would be written in the book. And Jesus now is praying for us. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one, listen to this, as we are one. Father, you and I are one. It's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one. One unit. I want them, talking about us, to be one as we are one. Now listen, I in them, Jesus in me, his Spirit, and you in me. Oh, we're getting the power, aren't we? May they be brought to complete unity. He's not talking about us. We're going to, folks, The human nature makes us argue with each other, even if we're agreeing with each other. We're going to argue over some foolish detail. And God said, I want you to be in complete unity. Jesus said this to him, with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, us in one. To let the world know that you sent me and have loved them as us. Listen to it. Even as you have loved me. God loves me as much as he loved Jesus. He loves you as much as he loved his son. For when we said yes to him, we became family. And family is always counted as one. Father, I want those, that's us, you have given me. Whew. See, God gave Jesus us, the church. He gave us to Jesus for Jesus to present us to God the Father as a gift. I keep telling you that. I know you never look at yourself as really being a gift for somebody. But you're a gift to God. I know you told your wife, your woman, you know, you're lucky to have me. They never did believe it. They married you anyway. God loves you. You can believe this. Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory. Father, I want them to be with me. Now, let me throw this at you. Jesus never prayed a prayer that God didn't answer in the positive. You got it? He never prayed a prayer that God didn't answer. And when I read the scripture, I think, okay, I'm in, folks. Jesus prayed for me and asked God the Father, said, let me be where he is. I am in. Now, each one of us who know that we're in, we got to get as many in as we can. Because Jesus said he would that none would be left out, but all would be saved. God loves us. He even loves us like we are. And to see my glory, the glory that you gave me because you loved me, Jesus says, before the creation of the world. Do you know God knew you before he created? He knew us. He knew our name. He knew what would go on with us before time began. Again, that makes you pretty important in the heavenly realm. You love me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you. And they know that you have sent me, us, the church, the Christian. We know that God sent his son into the world. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We know it. Listen to Jesus. I have made you known to them. And will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be where? In them. Where's God? Right inside of you if you know Jesus. He hadn't left. Even your stupidity is not going to drive him out. Even your foolish mistakes. We need him more. So it says, when you're crying out to me, you don't have to get as loud as Larry does. All you got to do, talk to me. I'm right here. Not only do I hear your cry, I see your hurt. I see your pain. A pain that I watched my son go through. A pain that reached from hell itself in the process of saving you. It's the pain of life. The joy in the pain is not through the hurt, but through the gain, through the place where I reach so deep. I'm your Savior. I saw you when you bowed at my feet. Oh, how Jesus loves me and how he loves you. He sees your brokenness through and through. He's my Savior. He reaches down. He feels my pain. He went through it. He felt the same. But he conquered all the broken part of me. Prayed to his Father so I'd be free. He looked all the way down into my soul. And he was determined to make me whole. My son came for you. He came with joy. He went to the cross. That was my boy. Pay attention to what I tell you, the truth that I send. There's no greater life, there's no greater friend than my son who's with you day and night. No reason for you to be in a fright. I love you like you are. I touch you where you've been. I want you to know, your dearest friend. Jesus looks straight to the heart and sees who you truly are. I sent him for that because he's my son and he is the one who will take care of your need. He'll reach in with you. That's why on the cross he did bleed. He paid the ultimate so you and I wouldn't have to. He gave it all. And he gave it for you and for me and all who would come and all who would see the brokenness of life, the pain that persists, the sickness, the illness. Oh, don't be remiss in listening to my voice, the voice that cries within. Don't look to the world. I'm your dearest friend. Look to my word. Feel my touch. Understand my love. Oh, how much I love you. And the hurt, oh, it's awesome. Because I am the one that's with you through it all, through the hurt, through the brokenness, through the laughter and the cheers. I'll pick you up out of the ditch, out of the cares of a world that doesn't love you. The world can't hug you. But I can, because you see, I sent my son as a mere man. But when his voice was raised to me from a cross that had your name, my son did bleed. Pay attention to him now. Your hope is here. Your hope's not in the world. Your hope's not in fear. Fear? From what? What can the world do to you? I sent my son. That's the best I could do. He loves you like you are. Accept it. Find peace for the joy that Jesus brings. It's a joy that will release all the love that I send, all the truth that I bear. Though I'm in heaven, I still care. I'm with you where you are. Cry out to me, for when you do, I'll truly see what problem there is, it'll be dissolved. I'm your God. I'm the one that loves you more than all. Remember that. It's peace you look for, peace you can have. But it's up to you to make the choice. Jesus, he's all that I have. Be at peace, my friends. I know the author of my faith. I know the one who's called each of us to a certain task. Be about your Father's business, because the body won't last. We're going to change. We're going to change soon. Jesus does not change. He'll come at night, in the day, or at noon. But he's coming for the church, his bride, to give me. In the meantime, I'm with you. Open your eyes so you can see. The hope that I give, I lay in front of you. Open your heart and know I love you. Thus saith the Lord thy God, and the word of God is the only hope we need, the only hope we have. And trust me, my friends, it don't get better than that. Amen. Can you imagine the freedom, non-Christian, Christian alike? What the world does to me, what cancer, any of that, it doesn't have a hope. I just felt real bad about praying, God bless this cancer. Couldn't do that. But you know, after all five, and in the process of it, I thanked him for it. For I got to feel the pain of my congregation. We have been given the greatest blessing of all, the ability to accept God's love and the authority to love him back. Only the human being can do that. What a gift. I can't do any more. Let's pray. Father, we lift our voice to you, Lord, as you've lifted your voice to us. Touch us in our spirit, that we'll understand your truth, your guidance. Lord, we don't know why things happen the way they do. I don't understand, Lord, how you use us. And I don't understand why you do. But you've chosen us, Father, each one individually, and you've given us a place in your creation and a purpose. Only through your power, Father, can we complete that purpose. Only through your love and your strength can we walk it. And we lift ourselves to you now, Father, in Jesus' name. Touch us that we might take the word to others. And we beg it in Jesus' name. Amen.